So how would you sum it up?
For me, we did what we came to do. We knew it was going to be difficult. We knew the pitch was going to be difficult against an opponent who's won the last four games. So we knew we had a tough game on his hands today. And I just asked the lads to do basic things. Concentration, work rate, defend properly. And to a man, they did everything that I asked of them. I thought we were outstanding from first minute to last. I think on a, like I said, a very bumpy, uneven pitch. No excuses about the pitch, but we've dominated the play. We've moved the ball quite well, really well at times. And I'm really, really pleased with that. And then obviously we've reacted to conceding a late goal, a very, very unfortunate late goal, a ricochet off a, I think it was Luke's shin. And then we've reacted brilliantly and gone down the other end, and he's actually scored and got us the 2-1 win. So, you know, you can't underestimate the importance of this win now. You know, that's 3 points, difficult tie, difficult match. And it puts us 8 points clear of second place with a game in hand. So, you know, it were vital that we won, obviously, because it's one of our games in hand. So, delighted with the win.
But it was similar to the Grimsby game with the way the players reacted to each goal and the way you celebrated at the end.
Yeah, I think players and fans alike know when games are important. Obviously, the Grimsby one was important because we turned a losing position into a winning one. This one we knew was important because we knew it was a game in hand. And I think fans, you know, and I'd like to think our fans are knowledgeable about the football, and they understand when it's a big game. And to be fair, I think my players do as well. And we stressed it was a big game. And I'm saying to you here, don't underestimate the importance of it. You know, we didn't come here for anything less than 3 points. We knew it was going to be really, really tough. But the aim is to make the gap as wide as we possibly can, you know. And it's now for other teams to chase, and you know we just need to keep ticking the games off. So it was a really big win, and for me, the big win was matched by the big performance.
At half time, how did you feel at half time? Were you satisfied?
Delighted. I said to the lads, I said I don't think you've done too much wrong. You've done exactly what I've asked. We felt that we could switch play a little bit quicker, and we felt that we could just take a little bit more care with our final pass, that we'd get a bit of joy. You know, in second half, again, we've set a good tempo. We've pressed really, really well. I think we've worked ever so hard. And like I said, it's not natural to us to play the type of football that we've had to play tonight, but, you know, conditions and pitches dictate sometimes. And we've adapted brilliantly to it. And we've done what I've asked. We've got the balls in the areas, and we've tested them, and we've got our rewards in the end. And I think it was a fully deserved win. You know, I think we've dominated large chunks of that game, you know. But I can see why Glasshouten are on the up. I can see why they've won the last four. You know, they compete well, they've worked hard, and credit to Simon and Craig. You know, they've turned it around pretty quickly, and they're doing a good job. But obviously, you know, our focus now moves to Saturday.